Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Beyonce's song, Freedom. That is the song that Kamala Harris came out on when she made her first appearance as the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Historic, historic times we are living in. I tell you, we are living in a history class. Here we have an African-American Asian woman running for the highest office in the land. And, you know, some people are saying, well, she's the first one. She's not. Shirley Chisholm. She is the first to run on a major party ticket. But Shirley Chisholm actually tossed her hat into the ring to run for president of the United States of America. And if you have not, you should watch the Netflix special, Shirley, featuring Regina King and Terrence Howard, who we had on this show recently, chatting with him about a number of things. But that movie is very inspiring and very moving. And so you should definitely check that out as we are living in history. There's going to be a movie about this time. I tell you, with everything that we've got going on, Trump is former President Donald Trump is in St. Cloud today. Hundreds of people are lining up already. They got out there at 8 o'clock this morning, even though the arena is not opening until 3. His running mate, his vice presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, J.D. Vance, is also in Minnesota. He is at a private fundraiser today. So all eyes are on Minnesota. And it is good to see us in the spotlight the way that we are a leader, a political leader. They want our votes. They want our voters. They want our time. And somebody who has had a lot of time on TV lately, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, I tell you, can I say I've been jealous? Because you're going viral and you're not even trying. I wake up every day trying to go viral and you just making a comment and your next thing you know, you got 2 million hits. That takes work over here, okay? I'm very jealous right now.
The only one hit I wanted is to know you saw it, so you made my day. I know you're seeing me out there. It's good to talk to you, Shaletta, but it's crazy times we're living in. Life can come at you fast.
It's crazy times we are living in, and what's coming fast is your popularity. Are you surprised? I mean, the young people, I'm going to just tell you that you met my son, Andrew. Y'all are buddies. You gave him a coin. Y'all dabbed up. Y'all got each other's phone number. I have never heard him mention your name until this week. He's talking to some friends. Like, yeah, you know, I know Governor Tim Walz. He's bragging, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, Mom, he's so popular. I just got to let everybody know we cool. He's like tweeting out your pictures and texting out your pictures to his friends, and I'm like, you've never done this. He's like, yeah, but he's hot right now. You hot as fish grease right now.
Well, things are happening a little bit, but I think what we all know is a lot of things changed in the last week. We have seen a burst of energy around Kamala Harris that I don't, you know, I was saying, Shaletta, for folks who are a little older would remember, this felt like 2008 when we saw a young guy coming out of Illinois and telling us that the future can be better and we don't need to be mean to our neighbors. And so I'm just kind of there, and I think they've heard me say this, that I'm just really fatigued and tired of all the negativity, all the things are going bad, we can't do this. That is not who Minnesotans are, and it's not who the country is. And look, I think these young people, one thing, I'm very proud. I spent a big chunk of my professional life as a teacher, and I know that optimism is is built into them. So it's been exciting. You tell your son thank you, though. I'm excited about that. My 23-year-old daughter likes me a lot now, too. So I'm not as embarrassed
as I used to be. Oh, yeah. Everybody won't be your friend now. But you are at a rally. You're just leaving a rally in St. Paul, the Labor Center, talking about Vice President Harris getting out there for her as she runs for President of the United States of America. What's that vibe like? What was that feeling like? What were y'all talking about?
Oh my goodness. I joined by Senator Klobuchar, by, you know, the First Lady, the Betty McCollum, the Lieutenant Governor, Keith Ellison, Mayor Carter, and that room was packed, and it was a beautiful rainbow of people in there talking about optimistic future of what we can do. And we're not going back. The Vice President's right. We're not going back to a time when women don't make their own decisions. We're not going back to a time when we call accomplished people names. And the vibe was one of optimism. Look, I'm just going to name it. It hasn't felt that way to me since 2008. The place was packed. There's 2,500 of those across the country. We filled every single door not shipped from now for the next couple of weeks. People were out in this heat going to talk to their neighbors that we have got a wonderful opportunity here to work together to solve some problems. So it is a new day. And like I said, it's amazing how quickly things can change. And I'm jazzed. And there was a lot of young people like your son who were there. They weren't part of this. You and I forget this. It seems like Barack Obama was yesterday, 2008, 16 years ago. If these kids were under 15, they don't remember. They don't write. Mm-hmm. They don't know if they're under 30. They never saw what an optimistic, joyful politic can look like. Because look, it has been a struggle. 16 and 20 and COVID and the things, George Floyd, the things they've been through. It was like a new day down there. So I'm just, and I love to look across that. I just love this idea that of who we are as a nation. So it was really fun.
Now, I have to talk about Trump has a rally himself in Minnesota. All eyes are on our state today. It is tonight. Yeah. Hundreds of people are lined up. He's going to be making a speech to a lot of people who live in our state. And I got to go back to a speech he made last night where he talked about if you vote this year, you'll never have to vote again. And for me, when I heard that, I had to stop breathing for a minute. I'm like, oh, my God, is this a dog whistle? What are we saying about our democracy? Already are coming off the January 6th situation. And, is this something that he's saying to these people to get them all riled up? That was frightening for me to hear.
Right. Frightening. Well, you've lived through this and voting rights and everything else. Yes. Yes. That is a terrifying thing. I think we know what he was saying. We know where he went. And we simply have to take him seriously on this. We have to take that as the truth. When somebody tells you who they are, believe them. And I think he believes it. And here's what I hope. We get into this thing that both sides do it. Both sides do this. There's some folks on my side, they'll push the issue. You know what it usually involves? They want everybody to have health care. Or they want to make sure everybody has a living wage. Or they want to make sure people are left alone to make their own decisions, their own health care decisions. Last night, you heard the candidate for president of the United States say, if you vote for me this year, you won't have to worry about voting because I'll fix it going forward. I hope the press talks about that. I'm glad you're talking. Mike, I'll be honest with you. I'm not seeing it out there a lot. I'm seeing people kind of say, oh, this is just him talking. At that same event, he found the need to call an accomplished attorney, an attorney general, the first female vice president of the United States, decided to call her a bum. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I got inundated with all my female relatives asking where they can sign up and go fight. Because that's your idea of what America needs? No, what we need to know is how are we going to pay for health care? How are we going to deal with clean energy and deal with climate change? How are we going to make sure that people have a living wage for a house? How are we going to make sure businesses continue to thrive? So I'm glad you're pointing it out. I'm just afraid people write it off as just another statement. He did not clarify it. He did not misspeak. He's being very clear. And what you saw, the contrast to that 6 days ago, Joe Biden said, look, things are too important. I might not be able to get this done, so I'm going to step gladly out of here. The last time we saw Donald Trump do that was when he stood down there and told people to go to the Capitol on January 6th. Yeah. So I'm trying to be bipartisan. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you try and overthrow the government. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you tell us that we're not going to be able to vote anymore. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you tell Madam Vice President, call her a bomb. Those are things we don't have to be. Now, if you say, look, I got a better idea on taxes. Okay, I'm listening. Look, you guys could do better on this, and you could put money into this, and it would make a difference. Okay, I'm listening. Those are things that we could agree on, but let's just agree that this is not both sides do it type of thing. That is a pretty direct attack on the democracy, in my opinion.
Now, you are on the short list of people that may be, taking on this role of the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic Party and the ticket, as Kamala Harris says that she has the delegates to be nominated on the Democratic Party ticket as a president of the United States. Now, look, you got something you want to tell us? You got some announcements you want to make on my show? Have you heard from anybody since last Sunday? What you know? Come on. You can go ahead and break the news here if you need to.
I'm honored that people say that, but that'll be a decision that the vice president makes. Shaletta, you'd appreciate this. I tweet and said, it brings great joy to my heart to see these very plain vanilla white guys bending all over backwards to win the electoral marriage on Kamala Harris. But what I say is that group of folks they're talking about, and you know the excitement that she brought, a lot of these are Democratic governors, and I think it's because they brought policies to their state that made a difference, whether it's free school meals or, you know, growing the economy for better jobs and those types of things. So I'm, you know, it's nice to be mentioned in this. My job is to go out and make sure that Kamala Harris and whoever is on her ticket win in November, because that's going to be a win for the folks. So it's a crazy time. But I think what we shouldn't miss in this, and I know this kind of beefsteak things is taking over this, let's just acknowledge that I don't know if we've ever witnessed this, and I'm not going to mention Barack Obama with this, because that's unfair to her, because this is something totally different in a moment that is much more intense and different. To watch what she did this week and to rise and fly onto that stage, it was something to behold. So this will be a decision she makes. Then the old white guys will go away, or they'll go out and keep working hard for her. But what you're going to see is that your son is watching again. It's because what she did. Your son is watching again because Beyonce's freedom is a battle cry of this generation, and it's been stifled. It feels to me like, you know, the clouds have parted, the rain has stopped, and the sun is shining because you have an optimistic vision. I'm not saying that, you know, this isn't us versus them type of thing. This is, you want a very negative place? You want to talk about not voting? You want to be calling people names? Or do you want to listen to this woman talk about what we can do together? And I'll tell you, Shaletta, I would just leave it. I watched her as she spontaneously walked into here a few months back, St. Paul Central High School, and it rippled through that gym when those girls' softball team recognized who it was. And to watch those girls circle around her as she talked about the possibilities of this, that's the America that we love. This is great. And look, you know, you can say it. I'll say it, too, as an ally on this. Apparently, strong, black, smart, black women terrify them. And there's a whole bunch of them out there. And that's what this is. This at the core of this, this is what it. Look, world's changing. The world's changing. No longer are you in charge of these things. No longer do you get to, you know, like it used to. I love her line of, we're not going back. We are not going back. And so I'm excited. It's going to be a fun 100 days. I might put this plug into you too. Shaletta, you get stuff done. So work on this. Why do we have 2-year campaigns? Let's start the campaign after Memorial Day. Let's have all of the primaries. Let's do this. Let's have this bachelorette or bachelor beepstakes.
Yes. Let's go back to our lives. Let's do it. Well, it's good to see you on TV representing our state. It's good to see All Eyes on Minnesota. We feel special, and I'm grateful to have you on the show today. You be safe out there. Drink your water. It is hot. You outside with the people. It's hot. Drink your water.
Thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and put on your sunscreen. That is Beyonce's song, Freedom. That is the song that Kamala Harris came out on when she made her first appearance as the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Historic, historic times we are living in. I tell you, we are living in a history class. Here we have an African-American Asian woman running for the highest office in the land. And, you know, some people are saying, well, she's the first one. She's not. Shirley Chisholm, she is the first to run on a major party ticket. But Shirley Chisholm actually tossed her hat into the ring to run for president of the United States of America. And if you have not, you should watch the Netflix special, Shirley, featuring Regina King and Terrence Howard, who we had on this show recently, chatting with him about a number of things. But that movie is very inspiring and very moving. And so you should definitely check that out as we are living in history. There's going to be a movie about this time, I tell you, with everything that we've got going on. Trump is, former President Donald Trump is in St. Cloud today. Hundreds of people are lining up already. They got out there at 8 o'clock this morning, even though the arena is not opening until 3. His running mate, his vice presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, J.D. Vance, is also in Minnesota. He is at a private fundraiser today. So all eyes are on Minnesota. And it is good to see us in the spotlight, the way that we are a leader, a political leader. They want our votes. They want our voters. They want our time. And somebody who has had a lot of time on TV lately, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, I tell you, can I say I've been jealous? Because you're going viral and you're not even trying. I wake up every day trying to go viral, and you just making a comment, and your next thing you know, you got 2 million hits. That takes work over here, okay? I'm very jealous right now.
The only one hit I wanted is to know you saw it, so you made my day. I know you're seeing me out there. It's good to talk to you, Shaletta, but it's crazy times we're living in. Life can come at you fast.
It's crazy times we are living in, and what's coming fast is your popularity. Are you surprised? I mean, the young people, I'm going to just tell you that you met my son, Andrew. Y'all are buddies. You gave him a coin. Y'all dabbed up. Y'all got each other's phone number. I have never heard him mention your name until this week. He's talking to some friends like, yeah, you know, I know Governor Tim Walz. He's bragging, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, Mom, he's so popular. I just got to let everybody know we cool. He's like tweeting out your pictures and texting out your pictures to his friends. And I'm like, you've never done this. He's like, yeah, but he's hot right now. You hot as fish grease right now.
Well, things are happening a little bit, but I think what we all know is a lot of things changed in the last week. We have seen a burst of energy around Kamala Harris that I don't, you know, I was saying, Shaletta, for folks who are a little older would remember, this felt like 2008 when we saw a young guy coming out of Illinois and telling us that the future can be better and we don't need to be mean to our neighbors. And so I'm just kind of there, and I think they've heard me say this, that I'm just really fatigued and tired of all the negativity, all the things are going bad, we can't do this. That is not who Minnesotans are, and it's not who the country is. And look, I think these young people, one thing, I'm very proud. I spent a big chunk of my professional life as a teacher, and I know that optimism is built into them. So it's been exciting. You tell your son thank you, though. I'm excited about that. My 23-year-old daughter likes me a lot now, too. So I'm not as embarrassed
as I used to be. Oh, yeah. Everybody won't be your friend now. But you are at a rally. You're just leaving a rally in St. Paul, the Labor Center, talking about Vice President Harris getting out there for her as she runs for President of the United States of America. What's that vibe like? What was that feeling like? What were y'all talking about?
Oh my goodness. I joined by Senator Klobuchar, by, you know, the First Lady, the Betty McCollum, the Lieutenant Governor, Keith Ellison, Mayor Carter, and that room was packed, and it was a beautiful rainbow of people in there talking about optimistic future of what we can do. And we're not going back. The Vice President's right. We're not going back to a time when women don't make their own decisions. We're not going back to a time when we call accomplished people names. And the vibe was one of optimism. Look, I'm just going to name it. It hasn't felt that way to me since 2008. The place was packed. There's 2,500 of those across the country. We filled every single door knock shift from now for the next couple of weeks. People were out in this heat going to talk to their neighbors that we have got a wonderful opportunity here to work together to solve some problems. So it is a new day. And like I said, it's amazing how quickly things can change. And I'm jazzed. And there was a lot of young people like your son who were there. They weren't part of this. You and I forget this. It seems like Barack Obama was yesterday, 2008, 16 years ago. If these kids were under 15, they don't remember. They don't write. Mm-hmm. They don't know if they're under 30. They never saw what an optimistic, joyful politic can look like. Because look, it has been a struggle. 16 and 20 and COVID and the thing, George Floyd, the things they've been through. It was like a new day down there. So I'm just. And I love to look across that. I just love this idea that of who we are as a nation. So it was really fun.
Now, I have to talk about Trump has a rally himself in Minnesota. All eyes are on our state today. It is tonight. Yeah. Hundreds of people are lined up. He's going to be making a speech to a lot of people who live in our state. And I got to go back to a speech he made last night where he talked about if you vote this year, you'll never have to vote again. And for me, when I heard that, I had to stop breathing for a minute. I'm like, oh, my God, is this a dog whistle? What are we saying about our democracy? Already are coming off the January 6th situation. And, is this something that he's saying to these people to get them all riled up? That was frightening for me to hear.
Right. Frightening. Well, you've lived through this and voting rights and everything else. Yes. Yes. That is a terrifying thing. I think we know what he was saying. We know where he went. And, we simply have to take him seriously on this. We have to take that as the truth. When somebody tells you who they are, believe them. And I think he believes it. And here's what I hope. We get into this thing that both sides do it. Both sides do this. When there's some folks on my side, they'll push the issue. You know what it usually involves? They want everybody to have health care. Or they want to make sure everybody has a living wage. Or they want to make sure people are left alone to make their own decisions, their own health care decisions. Last night, you heard the candidate for president of the United States say, if you vote for me this year, you won't have to worry about voting because I'll fix it going forward. I hope the press talks about that. I'm glad you're talking. Mike, I'll be honest with you. I'm not seeing it out there a lot. I'm seeing people kind of say, oh, this is just him talking. At that same event, he found the need to call an accomplished attorney, an attorney general, the first female vice president of the United States, decided to call her a bum. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I got inundated with all my female relatives asking where they can sign up and go fight. Because that's your idea of what America needs? No, what we need to know is how are we going to pay for health care? How are we going to deal with clean energy and deal with climate change? How are we going to make sure that people have a living wage? But how are we going to make sure businesses continue to thrive? So I'm glad you're pointing it out. I'm just afraid people write it off as just another statement. He did not clarify it. He did not misspeak. He's being very clear. And what you saw the contrast to that 6 days ago, Joe Biden said, look, things are too important. I might not be able to get this done, so I'm going to step gladly out of here. The last time we saw Donald Trump do that was when he stood down there and told people to go to the Capitol on January 6th. Yeah. So I'm trying to be bipartisan. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you try and overthrow the government. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you tell us that we're not going to be able to vote anymore. I'm not going to be bipartisan when you tell Madam Vice President call her a bomb. Those are things we don't have to be. Now, if you say, look, I got a better idea on taxes. Okay, I'm listening. Look, you guys could do better on this, and you could put money into this, and it would make a difference. Okay, I'm listening. Those are things that we could agree on, but let's just agree that this is not both sides do it type of thing. That is a pretty direct attack on the democracy, in my opinion.
Now, you are on the short list of people that may be, taking on this role of the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic Party and the ticket, as Kamala Harris says that she has the delegates to be nominated on the Democratic Party ticket as the president of the United States. Now, look, you got something you want to tell us? You got some announcements you want to make on my show? Have you heard from anybody since last Sunday? What you know? Come on. Look, you can go ahead and break the news here if you need to.
I'm honored that people say that, but that'll be a decision that the vice president makes. Shaletta, you'd appreciate this. I tweet and said, it brings great joy to my heart to see these very plain vanilla white guys bending all over backwards to win the electoral marriage of Kamala Harris. But what I say is that group of folks they're talking about, and you know, the excitement that she brought, a lot of these are Democratic governors. And I think it's because they brought policies to their state that made a difference, whether it's free school meals or, you know, growing the economy for better jobs and those types of things. So I'm, you know, it's nice to be mentioned in this. My job is to go out and make sure that Kamala Harris and whoever is on her ticket win in November, because that's going to be a win for the folks. So it's a crazy time. But I think what we shouldn't miss in this, and I know this kind of beefsteak things is taking over this, let's just acknowledge that I don't know if we've ever witnessed this, and I'm not going to mention Barack Obama with this, because that's unfair to her, because this is something totally different in a moment that is much more intense and different. To watch what she did this week and to rise and fly onto that stage, it was something to behold. So this will be a decision she makes. Then the old white guys will go away, or they'll go out and keep working hard for her. But what you're going to see is that your son is watching again. It's because what she did. Your son is watching again because Beyonce's freedom is a battle cry of this generation, and it's been stifled. It feels to me like, you know, the clouds have parted, the rain has stopped, and the sun is shining because you have an optimistic vision. I'm not saying that, you know, this isn't us versus them type of thing. This is, you want a very negative place? You want to talk about not voting? You want to be calling people names? Or do you want to listen to this woman talk about what we can do together? And I'll tell you, Shaletta, I watched her as she spontaneously walked into here a few months back, St. Paul Central High School, and it rippled through that gym when those girls' softball team recognized who it was. And to watch those girls circle around her as she talked about the possibilities of this, that's the America that we love. This is great. And look, you know, you can say it. I'll say it, too, as an ally on this. Apparently strong, black, smart, black women terrify them. And there's a whole bunch of them out there. And that's what this is. This at the core of this, this is what it. Look, world's changing. The world's changing. No longer are you in charge of these things. No longer do you get to, you know, like it used to. They want to. I love her line of, we're not going back. We are not going back. And so I'm excited. It's going to be a fun 100 days. I might put this plug into you too. Shaletta, you get stuff done. So work on this. Why do we have 2-year campaigns? Let's start the campaign after Memorial Day. Let's have all of the primaries. Let's do this. Let's have this bachelorette or bachelor beep stakes.
Yes. Let's go.
Back to our lot.
Let's do it. Well, it's good to see you on TV representing our state. It's good to see All Eyes on Minnesota. We feel special, and I'm grateful to have you on the show today. You be safe out there. Drink your water. It is hot. You outside with the people. It's hot. Drink your water.
Thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and put on your sunscreen.